Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifest more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. How to create unshakable confidence in yourself, in your abilities, so that you can really move forwards with your dreams. This is the topic for today's conversation, and it's something that's very close to my heart because when I first started out on my entrepreneurial journey and started out in my journey to becoming a coach, I really, really struggled with my confidence. I really struggled with my self-belief. And it's funny because a lot of people assume that I'm just naturally this really confident person. And the reality is that back in the day, I really wasn't. And so I want to share with you some of the things that really helped me with my confidence along the way, and give you guys some practical, actionable tips that will hopefully help you if you are struggling with yours. Now, this confidence topic, it can be applied to anything, really. I mean, I want to talk about it in more of a business context. You know, if you are thinking of starting a business or becoming a coach, like, how do you have that unshakable confidence in yourself and your abilities, that confidence that you can make it? But to be honest, it can be applied to anything. And I've really found that the shifts that I've made through becoming a coach have had a ripple effect across other areas of my life as well. So I'm much more confident in relationships. I don't just mean with my partner, but, you know, in other relationships as well. One thing that I always used to struggle with was speaking up for myself and speaking my mind. And I felt that that's really changed since my confidence has increased. I've felt a lot more confident in other areas of my life. If I was to go to a new class, like, let's say a yoga class. A lot of people, again, don't think this about me because they see me as somebody that's naturally quite like bubbly and outgoing, but I would really struggle making conversations with new people. So I would never just randomly start chatting to somebody, with the idea of building up a friendship. And I found that my confidence having increased, I'm able to sort of build relationships easier. So yeah, this confidence, it can really be something that can really help you across lots of areas. More recently, it's really helped me in terms of motherhood, having confidence in myself as a mother and being able to trust myself and confidence in my abilities as a mother. So yeah, it's a really exciting topic and I can't wait to get stuck into it. And where I want to start is a tool that I've talked about a lot, but it's really with confidence that it comes into its own, and that is the tool of visualization. Being able to see yourself as the confident woman that you want to be, being able to see her visually in your mind's eye in order to step into that role. Okay, so getting what we want in life starts with being able to see that thing first. And this is where visualization for me, I was able to create this image of the woman that I wanted to become. And I just want to make a point clear here. This isn't about becoming somebody you're not. So this isn't about, you know, becoming this super extrovert, confident person who's really loud and really outgoing, if that is not naturally who you are. Confidence doesn't always need to look that way. You get to define what confidence actually means to you. And probably I should have mentioned this first, actually. That's probably a good place to start. What does confidence mean to you? And part of the visualization process can be defining what confidence means to you. Because confidence for one person might look completely different. Confidence for one person may be completely different than it is for another person. So If you were to step into your most confident self, what would that look like? And this is where you want to think about what's going to feel good to you. So as I said, confidence isn't about becoming somebody you're not, but it's about tapping into what is already there, okay? Tapping into who you are meant to be. And that's the thing. It's not about becoming somebody else. It's about realizing that you already have these amazing qualities and skills and, things within you that you're perhaps not allowing to shine through. And confidence is about embracing those things unapologetically rather than becoming, you know, as I said, like Beyonce or whatever. So the visualization process then starts with identifying what does confidence mean to you? What does that look like? And for me, let me give you an example for this. For me, when I thought about confidence, I asked myself, what would that look like? And one of the first images that came up was me speaking in front of a room of people, giving a talk and just being really self-assured in my own skin. So being somebody that could be in front of a group of people and speak her truth and speak her message and not be shy about that and not worry about, will people like me? Will people criticize me? And when I thought of that image, I really was able to connect with that scene vividly. So I remember thinking about an image where I would walk onto the stage, and as I did so, it wasn't a big deal for me. It was just completely natural and normal, and it felt exciting and it felt fun rather than this thing that would make me freeze up. And I would think about this scene where I was speaking to a room full of people who were engaged, who were listening, who really were enjoying what I was sharing with them. And this scene was something that I kept coming back to time and time again. And it was the reason why I specifically connected with this particular scene was because something that I really lacked confidence with was speaking in front of an audience. And I knew that as part of being a coach, obviously this was going to be something I would need to overcome, because I knew that I wanted to be able to really make a huge impact on the world. And so in order to do that, I would need to be able to confidently share my message. And one of the things that I did in the very early stages of my business was I was taking part in a lot of in-person events where I'd be a guest speaker at various different events. And it was a great way for me to really step into that confident role. But before I could actually go ahead and do that, I really had to practice this visualization technique first. So really connecting with the scene where I was in front of a room full of people, I was speaking my message, and what exactly did that look like for me? So you might have a particular scenario in mind where you want to create more confidence for yourself. What does that look like? And really involve yourself in the scene. So, you know, think about what you're wearing, how you're carrying yourself. The more vividly you can put yourself into that moment, the more it's going to feel like it's actually happened for you. Now, what's really, really interesting is that the subconscious mind cannot distinguish between events that you've imagined and events that have really happened, okay? Especially if when you are imagining a specific event, you're really getting into the nitty-gritty of the details. And so what does that mean then if the subconscious mind can't tell whether something has happened or it hasn't? Well, remember that the subconscious mind dictates how you show up. So if you have played out this scenario in your mind multiple times where you're this confident woman, where maybe you're speaking on stage, or maybe you're, connecting with your audience, or maybe there's something else you want to do that really signals confidence for you. If you've played that out multiple times, your subconscious mind thinks it's happened. And that's going to affect how you then physically show up. Your subconscious mind dictates how you show up in the real world. And so over time, what you're going to find is you will naturally start to show up as that confident woman. You've played it through in your head so many times that your subconscious mind tells you, I already am her. This is already who I am. Okay, so visualization, it needs to become a part of your daily practice. And I promise you, if you are consistent with it, over time, you will, whatever you are thinking about and focusing on, will be reflected in your physical world. Now, the second thing that's been really important for me embracing my own confidence has been how I've embraced my own authenticity. So as I said, confidence is going to look different for different people. And it's about figuring out what confidence means to you. Who are you meant to be, really? It's not about becoming somebody you're not. So if you're naturally an introvert, confidence doesn't necessarily mean becoming this huge, big personality, this huge extrovert. Again, this is something that people often are surprised about. Like, I'm actually quite an introverted person. I call myself an extroverted introvert because for people, when they see me, they assume that I'm quite bubbly, I'm quite outgoing, I'm very sociable. But actually, I get my energy from being alone. And it's something I've really discovered about myself over the past few years, that I need my alone time. I need to be, you know, I need to have time at my home where my partner isn't in, my daughter isn't in, my dog's out, where I can just be with my own thoughts. And that's how I get my energy. And really kind of just embracing that about myself and recognizing that I don't always want to be at every single social gathering, you know, and that's okay. You know, embracing that has been a big part of my journey. So for me, it's confidence was about tapping into my own authenticity and how I'm really meant to show up. And especially when it comes to showing up online for my business. Often people lack confidence in themselves because they think, you know, it has to look a certain way. Confidence has to look a certain way. So maybe it's seeing on Instagram other people's perfectly curated Instagram feeds and thinking, well, I have to show up in that way to be successful. Or maybe it's in relationships thinking, oh, in order for me to attract the right relationship, I have to show up in a certain way. Or in order for me to thrive as a mother, I have to show up in a certain way. And that can really knock your confidence. When you are looking at other examples of how it's done and it's making you question how you would naturally show up, that's automatically going to knock your confidence. So confidence is about acknowledging who you really are deep down, how you want to be in this world, how you want to show up, and doing so in a way that feels really, really good to you. So just really embracing that authenticity. Now, the interesting thing about authenticity is that so often we've been conditioned through life by society, by friends, by family, who have told us who we should be. So figuring out your authentic self is about going back to who you were before society told you who you should be. So it's really about peeling back all of that conditioning that has turned you into a certain type of person, a person who you may not truly be. And, you know, maybe this is a topic for a different podcast episode, but this again was a big part of my journey. When I first started my business, I thought success looked a certain way. I thought that it looked like this really super polished, professional, you know, woman in a suit, power dressing kind of, you know, role. And again, this was because I'd been conditioned to think this way. And so again, confidence for me was about accepting that I could be completely authentic to myself and it didn't have to look like this really formal, successful businesswoman. And I could show up in that way and still be successful. I could show up how I wanted to be and still be successful. And that was a huge hit of confidence for me. But again, I think, that's probably something I could wax lyrical on about authenticity. So perhaps one for another episode. Because there's something else I want to talk about. And this is something I learned through a book called The Alter Ego Effect. I'm probably going to completely destroy his name now. Todd Herman? I should have really checked this. But Yeah, I read his book and he talks about this thing called the alter ego effect, whereby it's kind of like how when Clark Kent becomes Superman, he puts on this, cloak. He goes from the guy that's wearing like the glasses and the suit to putting on this cloak, and he steps into this new role, this Superman role. And basically Todd says that we can kind of create the same sort of effect in our lives by having a almost like a prop that you can use, where when you put this on, it's your sort of signal that, all right, I'm stepping into my, you know, my most confident self today. So it might be a certain outfit you wear, it might be a lipstick or whatever, something that just makes you feel really, really good. It's always amazing, actually, the difference, like clothing or, you know, how we feel in our skin, like how confident that makes us. So I definitely find that wearing certain things makes me feel more confident. And again, like, this is where you want to define your own level of confidence. So for some people, you know, feeling confident might be wearing a killer pair of heels, but for somebody else, it might be showing up in their yoga wear. So again, it's about staying true and authentic to you. But this alter ego effect is this idea we can create sort of props for ourselves where we can almost sort of play this role. So it's kind of the concept of fake it until you make it, I guess, whereby you may not necessarily be the most confident in the person in the room, but there's no reason why you can't show up as her. And this is where the concept of acting as if can really come into play. So acting as if is basically where you show up as the higher version of you, the person that already has everything that you want, the person who's already got the confidence, the success, the money, or whatever it is you're trying to create, you know, just for a short period of time, show up as her. And this is where, you know, giving yourself just maybe just one day, what would it look like if for just one day you decided to show up as your most confident self? And again, kind of treat it as a game, be playful with this, you know, you don't have to be so serious with these sort of activities, you know, see it as a bit of fun. You know, is there something you can use to create sort of your alter ego? You know, maybe it's you for a day, you wear this outfit that makes you feel amazing. And as you go about that day, be really intentional. If I was my most confident self, what would I be doing right now? What would I be thinking? How would I be engaging with this person? How would I be carrying myself? And it's just one day, 24 hours to just try her on for size. Okay. So just play that role. And it's actually amazing. When you do this, you kind of step away and think, well, actually that wasn't so hard after all. And if you can do it for one day, can you show up again the next day as her? Okay. And over time, you will find that you habituate this way of being. You naturally start to become this person. Now, more of a practical tool here, and this is something that a coach that I worked with taught me. And it's a technique that often is used by professional athletes that, you know, before they, let's say a football player is going to go onto a pitch, or, you know, a tennis player. So my coach actually does a lot of work with rugby players, and he said that this was a technique that he used with them, and it's a breathing technique. Often when we are lacking confidence, you can often feel that physically in your body, okay? So let's say you are going to do something that requires a certain level of confidence. Maybe it's having a conversation with somebody, a tricky conversation. Maybe it's, you know, if you're a coach, maybe it's showing up for your audience, you know, something that is a little bit scary for you. How do you show up as your most confident self in those moments? And this breathing technique I found has really, really helped me, because it really helps slow down the physical response we often get when we lack confidence. So I'm talking about, you know, when your heartbeat is kind of going rapidly and maybe your breathing is short and shallow, and you know, you have that sort of anxious feeling. How do you slow those feelings down so you can create more calm, more confidence, that sort of calm confidence that I'm sure a lot of us want to tune into more? So the breathing technique then is, You'd basically stand up and have your feet hip distance apart, and you want to focus on something, you know, in the room, but a very sort of small point. So I would perhaps look at, let's say, a light switch. And often on a light switch, you may have like screws. So I might even just focus in on one of the screws on the light switch, or it might be sort of one of the holes on a plug socket. So something small. The idea is that you're taking your energy and your focus from internal to external. So often when we have that, like that feeling of lack of confidence, we're in our head quite a lot, right? Maybe you've noticed this, like you're overthinking things. So it's about taking that focus from internal to external by focusing on something outside of you. And then when you are, so you're stood up, you're focusing on something, and then it's a very, very simple breathing technique. And to do this, what you're going to do is you're going to breathe in through your mouth and then out through your nose. And in through your mouth, you're going to take 7 breaths or 7 counts to do this. So breathe in through your mouth for 7 and then out through your nose for 11. Okay, so the idea is that your lungs fill up really quickly, and then you're releasing that air slower, at a slower rate. And all of the time, you're going to keep yourself focused on this little point, okay? And you're going to do that for about 30 seconds to a minute. You may feel dizzy. Now, I wish I could explain you the science behind this. I've never been a science person. but it does something. It does something to the chemicals within your body whereby it slows down certain chemical reactions that often happen when you're feeling anxious, you know, especially, you know, when you're lacking confidence and you have those sort of anxious feelings. It slows those down and it really brings you into this place of calm. And that's really what confidence for me is all about. It's about accessing this place of calm. You know, often people think of confidence as this really sort of fast-paced energy, you know, where it's loud and it's bold and it's, you know, outgoing. But actually, for me, confidence is about really just being able to hold your own space and be calm. And I don't know, just be able to show up in this really calm, grounded kind of way. And this breathing technique can really, really help with that. So a little practical thing that I would urge you all to give that a go. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about in relation to confidence is learning how to trust yourself, learning how to trust and connect with your own intuition. Okay, because what often happens when we lack confidence in ourselves, we hand our power over to external sources. So it might be that we're constantly requiring validation. It might be that we are always looking for somebody to guide us or to tell us what to do. It might be that we constantly second guess ourselves. Having confidence means being able to trust yourself enough to know the path that is meant for you, to be able to trust yourself enough with decisions, to be able to do things without thinking, you know, or without needing to get somebody else's advice. And of course, getting advice is great. Getting advice or guidance from others can be a wonderful, wonderful thing, but it should never be at the cost of your own intuition, because that's going to really knock your confidence. And stepping into your confident self means trusting yourself enough to not be reliant on other people's validation or reliant on other people's guidance in order to know your path, okay? And this is something I love to remind our students in the Click Academy. Of course, a big part of the Click Academy is getting the guidance of myself or other experts, of other coaches, of, you know, people who've walked that path before. And that can be a beautiful thing. However, it should never be at the cost of your own intuition. We don't want you to just blindly follow along with what we're telling you without you, you know, tuning in to, you know, your own creativity or your own ideas as well. Okay. And so trusting your intuition then, it's about really feeling into the decisions you're making. And your body can be a really good sign here. Your body can be a really good indicator. Probably one of the simplest ways to tap into your intuition is to figure out what is your body telling you. You know, when you think about a certain decision, does your body freeze up? Does it constrict? Or does it feel expansive? You know, does it feel, you know, do you get that flutter of inspiration in your tummy when you think of a certain path? Or, you know, does it feel like, you know, it's a no? Like, you can really tune into your body. But once you start allowing yourself to tap into your own intuition more, you will start to naturally become more confident in yourself. If you're constantly handing over your power to external sources, of course, what you're doing is you're reiterating, I don't have confidence in myself. I don't trust myself enough to make the right decisions for my life. Okay, so start claiming back that power by listening to your own inner guidance system. Now, on a very final note, and this again is a little practical tool that you can give a go, something that I love to do, and it is the power pose. So I learned this through a TED Talk, an Amy Cuddy TED Talk. So you can go look that up on YouTube, but she talks about this power pose where you're basically kind of like a superwoman pose. You stand up, you have your feet hip distance apart, your hands on your hips, your shoulders are back, your chin is up, and just stand in that pose for a few minutes. I don't know what it does. Again, there's some science behind this, which I'm not even going to try and explain, but it does something, some sort of physical reaction to your body, and it gives you this instant hit of confidence. And I will do it if I needed confidence. Let's say if I was to go and like speak in front of a big room live, I would probably do this. It might be something I would do, you know, before something that I was feeling nervous about, perhaps. It can be used for various different things. I've known people that have used it, you know, when they've got a meeting with their boss at work, or they've got to have a difficult conversation with somebody, just getting into that power pose first. You know, because the tendency is when we are lacking confidence is we shrink into ourselves. So we, you know, our shoulders become hunched, or we lower our eyesight, you know, we retract into ourselves. This power pose is really about opening everything up and, you know, saying to the world, here I am. You better be ready for me. I thought it'd be fun to finish on that little practical tip. Give that a go as well. But hopefully this has given you lots of pointers if you are struggling with your own confidence. I would really, really love it though, if you haven't done so yet, to leave a review on this podcast. It really does mean the world to me, your reviews. And it just helps this podcast as well get seen by more people. That will be all from me for today. I will connect with you again on the next episode. Bye, ladies.
Wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.